Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word out of the Bible, we expound on it a little bit, find several scriptures about it, kind of give you an overview of what God was talking about when he said it. Today, we're using the word minister. Now, that could be a person, a minister, or it could be something you do. You minister to somebody. So it's got both things in with the scriptures we're going to use today, and you're going to like this a lot. So the word minister. We're going to start with Exodus 28, verse 1. Most all these scriptures I'm giving you will be from the New Living Translation. I'll let you know if it's something else. Now, we usually use the New King James sometimes, but these are the New Living Translation. Exodus 28, verse 1. Exodus 28, verse 1. Call for your brother Aaron and his sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. Set them apart from the rest of the people of Israel so they may minister to me and be my priests. God, what do you want? I want some guys to minister to me, be my priests. Do what? Offer the sacrifices? Because God loves praise. The Bible says God inhabits praise. He goes where he gets thanked. God shows up where he gets thanked, not where he gets cursed and cussed. God goes where he gets thanked. There's a set apart of these guys as priests so they may minister to me. Wow, I like to be praised. I like to be thanked. Numbers chapter 3, verse 3. These sons of Aaron were anointed and ordained to minister as priests. We're doing what we're setting them apart. We're going to lay hands on them and anoint them to be priests of God, to minister to the Lord on our behalf. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark, the Lord's covenant, and to stand before the Lord as his ministers and to pronounce blessings in his name. These are their duties to this day. What are they going to do as ministers? Pronounce blessings, minister to God, pronounce blessings. What's your job? Well, I'm to pronounce a blessing over the people. That's my job. I get paid to do that. Pronounce blessings. It's important. It's so important. God has a job where, what's your job? Well, God hired me to pronounce blessings. Oh, that's so good. Deuteronomy 18:5, for the Lord your God chose the tribe of Levi out of all the tribes to minister in the Lord's name forever. Do what? I'm going to minister in the Lord's name forever. Deuteronomy 21, verse 5. Deuteronomy 21, verse 5. Then the Levitical priests must step forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister before him and to pronounce blessings in the Lord's name. They decide all legal and criminal cases. So not only are they ministers, but they decide the legal and criminal cases. They're to be judges. I mean, this is incredible anointing. When you talk about ministers, it's like, God said, we need people to do what's right. That's their professional job, to do what's right, to handle all the legal cases. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 11. 2 Chronicles 29, 11. My sons, do not neglect the duties any longer. The Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence to minister to him and to lead the people in worship and present offerings to him. What's your job? I'm a worship leader. What do you do as a worship leader? Well, I also minister to God. God likes to be sung to. He likes people to worship him. Enter the Lord in his presence with thanksgiving, with singing. Come before him with singing and praise and worship. God likes it when he gets thanked. He shows up when he gets thanked. I've had people I've ministered, well, I haven't heard from God in a long time. Well, you've not thanked him lately. God goes where he's appreciated. God goes where he gets thanked. God goes where he gets praised. It's in the Bible. It's a good book. You might want to read it. It's got some great stuff in there. Jeremiah 33, verse 22. Jeremiah 33, 22. As the stars of the sky cannot be counted, and the sand of the seashore cannot be measured, so I will multiply the descendants of my servant David and the Levites who minister before me. Because I got my own bunch of people, and I'm going to multiply them because I like being ministered to. God likes being ministered to. He lets you know what he likes. Man. Ezekiel 44, verse 15. Ezekiel 44, verse 15. However, the Levitical priest of the family of Zadok continued to minister faithfully in the temple when Israel abandoned me for other idols. These men will serve as my ministers, and they will stand in my presence and offer the fat and the blood of the sacrifices, says the sovereign Lord. He said, some people left me. God said, this bunch didn't. God's looking all the time, those that serve him and don't serve him. It's good to serve God. It's not a burden. It's a very good thing. It's a blessing to serve God. Ezekiel 45, verse 4. Ezekiel 45, verse 4. This area will be holy, set aside for the priests who minister to the Lord in the sanctuary. They will use it for their homes. My temple will be located within it. God said, I got my own subdivision for my ministers. They got their own private subdivision. What's this? Well, it's for my ministers, their own private subdivision. Oh, man, that's good. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Daniel 7 and verse 9. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the ancient one sat down to judge. His clothing was white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Millions of angels ministered to who? The Lord Jesus. Millions of angels ministered to him, and many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were open. That's one powerful scripture. God inhabits praise. God likes praise. Humans like praise. You go where you get thanked. Got some people that they're mad at everybody and judgmental of everybody and gripe about everything, complaining about everything. Not much good's going to happen to them, guys. Not a good way to live. Acts chapter 19 and verse 8. Acts 19, verse 8. Paul's ministering in Ephesus. Then Paul went to the synagogue and preached boldly. He's ministering. What's he doing? I'm a minister. I'm going to my own priest boldly for the next 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. What's he doing? He's having to argue about the kingdom of God because they believed other things. They believed lies. They believed demons. They believed ignorant, stupid stuff. And Paul's trying to teach them the truth. And he's having to argue because not everybody receives it real well. So he's arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. Man, that's a great passage. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thank God, he has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal possession. Now he uses us as ministers to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. What are you doing now? I'm a minister of the gospel, spreading some sweet news. Smells real good like sweet perfume. 2 Corinthians 6:4. In everything we do, we show that we are true ministers of God. We patiently endure troubles and hardships and calamities of every kind. Why you do that? Because we're true ministers of God. We're serving him. People need us. They don't know they need us. People need us. They don't know they need us. They need us. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 2. Hebrews 8:2. There he, Jesus, ministers in the heavenly tabernacle, a true place of worship that was built by the Lord, not by human hands. There's a tabernacle in heaven. Who's the head minister there? Jesus. He's leading it. That's who we serve. So, minister, it's a great word. Give us some thought today, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.